Turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew 20. I read a parable not too long ago and it got my attention. And the Lord spoke to me through it. And I shared that with someone. I'm going to share it with you this morning. Here Jesus, talking to his disciples, says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder or a landowner." You heard about a landowner this morning, Jeremiah, right? "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a landowner which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard." That doesn't sound like a lot of money, does it? Working all day and you get one penny? I have a penny for all of the cottagers.
Now hold on to these because there's a reason why I'm giving you these pennies, okay? Now some of them are shiny, some of them aren't, and some are old and some are newer.
Everyone gets a penny. And so he found some people that were looking for work. They were waiting for someone to hire them, and so he said, "Listen, if you work in my vineyard today, I'll pay you a penny at the end of the day." Now, another translation says a denarii. It was really, in those days, it was more valuable than our penny. And it was a fair day's pay for a full day's work. Okay? And they understood that. That was fair. If I work all day for you and you give me a penny or a denarius, that's good. And then it says that after a while, he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "Go into my vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you." And they went their way. Okay, we see a difference here. The first group, he agreed with the price. "I'll give you a penny." They said, "Fine." The second group, he said, "Work in my vineyard, and whatever I think is right, I'll give you at the end of the day." And so they said, "Okay." And then it says, about the sixth hour, he went out again and found other people. At the ninth hour, 3 hours later, he found more people. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, "Why are you standing here all day idle?" And they said, "Because no man has hired us." And he said, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." So when the evening was come, the Lord, or the owner of the vineyard, said to his steward, "Call the laborers, all the workers, get them together, and give them their pay, beginning from the last unto the first." The people you hired last, that only worked 1 hour, you pay them first. And the ones that worked all day, you pay them last. And so the Bible tells us here that when they came to him, it says, he gave the people that only worked 1 hour a penny. That was great. I got paid for a full day's work and I only worked 1 hour. I'd like to find their secret. And then the ones that worked a couple more hours, they also got a penny. And so the people that worked all day were waiting for their pay, and they were thinking, "Wow, I know we agreed for a penny, but he seems especially generous today. He's giving people that only worked 1 hour one penny, so we who worked all day, what are we going to get? Two pennies, maybe three, who knows?" And when it was their turn to receive their pay, they also received one penny. And now they got very annoyed with the landowner. When he first hired them, he was the greatest guy in the world. You know, we needed a job. He was willing to hire us. He's giving us a fair wage. Great guy. But now they say, "Hey, that's not fair. What kind of man are you? We worked all day long, and you give us the same pay as the person that worked 1 hour." I guess we'd all feel that way, wouldn't we? I'd mentioned that I work at BJ's a few days a week, and I work in the refrigerator. I wear my Pilgrim Camp sweatshirt there. I had to buy another one yesterday. And I work hard. I think I work hard. I get boxes of cheese. I put gallons of milk and juice out. I put out the yogurts and all these things. Once in a while, I have to go into the freezer and get the ice cream. It's a lot of hard work, and sometimes I come home, I'm pretty sore and achy. And as I leave work after working 8 hours, I walk past the person who's standing by the door with a paper punch. And his job is to take your receipt, look in your cart, and I know it takes a lot of strength, but he pops that hole in there and says, "Thank you, come back again." And when I pass these guys, I say, "How you doing?" "Oh man, I got 1 hour to go. It's been a long day today." And sometimes I think I'm getting paid the same amount as they are. Some of them might be getting paid more than me, I don't know. And sometimes I think that doesn't seem right. But then I remember when I got the job and I was hired, I agreed. If you'll hire me, I need a job. If you'll hire me, sure, I'll work for this amount. So I can't blame the boss, or but I just do what he says, and I just collect my check. I don't know. It goes into the bank, and then somebody in my house spends it. Mostly on me, I guess. Anyway, we know how they feel. And so that when they got to him, it says here, when the first came in verse 10, they supposed that they should receive more. And they likewise received a penny. And when they had received it, they complained, murmured against the good man of the house. And they said, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and you have made us equal unto them," or them unto us, "which have borne the burden and heat of the day." And he answered one of them and said, "Friend." Now, listen to what the landowner says. He calls him friend. He says, "Friend, I have done thee no wrong. Didn't you agree with me for a penny? Take your penny and go your way. I will give the last even as I give unto you. Don't I have the right? Isn't it lawful for me to do with my money whatever I want to? If I decide to be especially generous, what is that to you? Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." I wonder what Jesus was trying to get across here. I think one thing that Jesus was teaching them was that he loved them. And he saw their need. You know, in those days, you didn't go to a supermarket like we do and buy food for the week or for 2 weeks. You would go and get food for every day. They didn't have refrigerators to keep food cold and so on. And so I had to work today to get enough money so I could go home and feed my family that day, so my children and my wife could have a good meal. And then I'll go to work tomorrow, and I'll work and try to get enough money to feed my family again. And I believe that the landowner saw these different people, and his heart went out to them. He said, "They've got families to feed. They have needs in their life. And I can help. I can provide for them. I can meet those needs. And so, yes, come and work for me, and I'll give you enough money to take care of your need for that day." But then later on, he saw other people. They too had families, and they too had needs. And so his heart went out to them, and he hired them as well. And then later on, he saw other people, and he probably thought to himself, "If I just pay them for 1 hour's work, that's not going to be enough to take care of their family. Someone's going to go hungry tonight. Maybe they'll feed the kids and the parents won't eat," or something like that. And so out of the goodness of his heart, even though they didn't work very long and didn't deserve it, he also gave them the same pay, a full day's wage, for their labor. He gave everyone the same. He met every need that was represented. Now, you guys have your pennies, right?
Yep.
Anybody have a shiny penny? If you do, right? Anybody have an old penny? Anybody have a dirty penny? Yeah, maybe? Okay. I have a friend, I guess I can call him a friend, who likes to pick up pennies. Whenever he sees a penny, he picks it up. And that amused me. And I noticed that every once in a while when I look on the ground, I see a penny somewhere. Usually we just walk by those pennies. They're not worth the effort to bend down and pick up. But my friend, he picks up every penny he sees. Anyway, when I was studying this parable, I looked up online the parable of the penny. And I found something that really didn't speak to this parable, but it was somewhat related. Jack Hayford, some of you know that name, he wrote this story. He said that one day he, as a pastor, was preparing. He was preparing for Easter. He was looking to the Lord to give him a word that he could share with his congregation. And he said, as he was praying about that, he was traveling and he noticed a penny on the floor, and he felt that he should pick it up. And he felt the Lord was prompting him to pick it up. He felt that the Lord was trying to teach him something. And so he looked around and then bent down and picked up the penny, stuck it in his pocket. He said for the next 2 weeks, he saw pennies everywhere he went. He said he saw bright, shiny pennies. And so he stooped down and picked them up, put them in his collection. He said, one time I was shopping in a mall, and I saw a penny under a ledge in the shadow. He said, I wouldn't have noticed that, but I think the Lord directed my attention there. And so he waited for people to pass by because he was a little embarrassed about bending down and reaching under there for the penny, but he got it. And then he said one day he was crossing the street. There was this poor little penny in the middle of the road. And cars were driving over it. It was flattened, and gravel had dug into it. And so he waited for the traffic to clear. And it's like New York City, the land of the quick and the dead. If you're not quick, you're dead, right? And he went and grabbed that penny, got it in his pocket. And then he said one time at the airport, he was in the men's room. And he said on the floor by the urinal, there was a penny. Hell no. And he felt that he should get that one. So he grabbed a bunch of paper towels. He got the penny, threw it in the sink. He said, I emptied the whole soap dispenser. And I scrubbed it. And I got my penny. And he said it didn't take long for him to understand what the Lord was saying to him. He was saying that every soul is of equal value to the Lord. The shiny pennies that are so respectable and such a, so highly respected in society, they're precious to the Lord, every one of them. And then there are those that are hidden in the shadows, where nobody pays any attention to them. They're all alone. They spend most of their day lonely. But they're precious to the Lord, too. And he said, then there are some whose sin has just ruined their lives. They've been beaten down, and like those pennies in the street, they've made a mess of their lives. They've been abused by others, and they're precious to the Lord, too. And there are some who are just giving themselves over to uncleanness, and they're soiled and defiled. But Jesus loves them, too. And he said, every one of those pennies, the shiny ones, the old ones, the new ones, scarred ones are all of equal value to the Lord. He's paid the same price for every one of us. The Bible tells us. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesian elders to feed the flock of God, which he has purchased with his own precious blood. Jesus paid the same price. He shed the same blood on Calvary for the pennies in the shadows as well as the shiny pennies. For the broken ones and the dirty ones and the scarred ones. And what Jesus was trying to teach, one of the things in this parable, I'm sure, was that every soul he loves with an everlasting love. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, he doesn't love one over the other. Everyone is of equal value to him. He paid the same price for everyone. I think of that when people come into our church. You know, sometimes people come in and they're so dressed so nice and they're so warm and friendly, and you just welcome them. But then every once in a while someone comes in who you know is coming for a handout, not dressed so nice, doesn't always smell so nice, and doesn't really know how to behave himself in church. And you have to remind yourself, that soul is equally precious to the Lord as each and every one of us. And I hope that here at camp you've come to understand that. I am precious to Jesus. Jesus paid a great price for my soul so that I could belong to him. The same as for anybody else. And I can know his love. It's not silver nor gold, but it's the precious blood of Jesus that redeems me. And I'm so thankful that he loves me as he does. And the Bible tells us we then come to love him because he first loved us. Praise God. And so the more you learn about the love of Jesus, the more you're going to love him back. And you're going to express that love in obedience and seeking him, worshiping him, and so on. And as I said before, that love of Jesus will continue to grow in your life, and there's no end to it. And I think when we get to heaven, we're going to continue to grow in our understanding of his great love, because it's that great. And so I don't know if you feel love this morning, but know that the Bible says that Jesus loves you as much as the person sitting next to you, as much as anybody else. And so let's embrace that love, and let's let that love fill our hearts today. Praise God. Okay, we're going to bring this to a close as we sing. Our villagers will leave, I'm sure, and prepare for our visit. Praise God. Let's sing number 457 in our hymn books. That's better. Oh, the love that sought me. 457. Let's stand together as we sing. Be sure to see Sister Alita if you're staying for dinner. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great love that you have for us and the great price that you are willing to pay for our salvation. Make us willing receivers of your love and of your grace and of your mercy. Bless us now as we part from this place, that your presence abide with us continually throughout the day, and protect and keep all of your people. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.